Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Tess.
So to start off with, this is a topic that isn't widely discussed, but how common is elderly suicide in Australia?
It is a significant issue for over 80-year-olds, I think, is the major category they're concerned about these days. I haven't read any literature that isolates precisely why that category, why suicides are increasing in that age group. But, I mean, I think anyone can imagine loneliness, combination of illnesses, other difficulties, perhaps elder abuse as a way of escaping it, and issues with our elderly, I think you mentioned in your introduction, are becoming much more significant in Australia in recent years and around the world, for that matter, as our population continues to age, and we have to find ways of dealing with that and the problems that it brings with it.
And so how does this relate to the debate on euthanasia? You mentioned it is becoming a lot more popular as time does go on.
Yes, indeed it is. I guess some people might say I'm trying to hitchhike an argument against euthanasia onto the back of another social phenomenon, but I certainly don't see it that way. Ever since probably the mid-1990s, when parliaments and organisations around the world started looking at the issue of euthanasia and wondering whether or not they should follow the Dutch down that sort of route, they've come to the conclusion that there are people in our society who would be vulnerable to abuse in some way, shape or form, whose rights might be significantly put at risk, and in fact whose lives therefore might be significantly put at risk by a law that would allow a doctor to kill a patient or a doctor to provide assistance in suicide. So that's effectively where the connection is. We now see in our society that following the Australian Law Reform Commission national report on elder abuse recently, that up to 14% of our elders over the age of 65 in Australia are subject to some form of abuse, usually by a relative or carer. There is a sense that these people feel that they're a burden. And this was one of the biggest concerns of the House of Lords report back in the late 1990s in Britain, that people might feel a burden and might feel drawn and pushed towards requesting their own death by euthanasia or assisted suicide in circumstances where normally they wouldn't have done so.
14%, was it? That's an absolutely horrific statistic. Mm. So how does that compare? If that's just Australia, do we know how we compare to other countries?
The worldwide average seems to be around 14%, but I do note, and I don't know the connection, if there is one, that in Belgium it's 31%. You know, that's incredible. And that almost speaks to me of a sort of a systemic disregard for our elderly. And in some respects, I have to say, I think we're getting close to that kind of social phenomenon here, particularly when you look at recent reports on nursing home abuse, nursing home systems using elderly people basically as cash cows. In South Australia, there was an elderly mental health facility that's been in the press for some time now about abuse of their patients. Even if you look at a sort of a semi-neutral, if you like, phenomenon we have, it's usually on mid to late evening TV where you'll see adverts for funeral insurance. And they usually see a good-looking, very fit, older couple sort of making the statement that the reason they want their insurance is they don't want to be a burden on their family. Well, I mean, what kind of message does that really send? It tells people, people do think you're a burden. Well, perhaps you think you're a burden yourself. And whilst that's the reality, it's a problem that shouldn't be dealt with by providing an opportunity for people to either end their own lives or to take euthanasia because of the very fact that they are a burden. And if you look at the statistics that come from places like Oregon, where they've had assisted suicide for 20 years, that's one of the more significant reasons people request it. In fact, pain is about 6th or 7th down the list and doesn't really rate hardly at all. So it is very real concern.
And it is absolutely horrific to hear about. But so I suppose for you personally, what sort of legislation or policy would you like to see in place to prevent similar events than the one we saw in Queensland?
Oh, that was a very, very difficult case. And look, there could have been some elder abuse involved in that. It was claimed that it was a triple suicide, which I seriously doubt. I really wonder whether there wasn't coercion for at least one of those persons to take that route. These people were effectively self-isolated. They were in difficult medical circumstances and clearly didn't see any other way out. And I think really that ultimately is a factor of a number of things. One is perhaps we're not doing our medical outreach to people who we think are vulnerable well enough. There's also the social isolation factor, where people more and more these days seem to be living an isolated life with a lack of support from family or relatives. I don't know what can really be done about that. But I do think generally, as a nation, we can do better with promoting the idea of elderly living well, and to promote the idea of social care in a situation where we look after our neighbours. I mean, that used to be one of the hallmarks of Australia when I first came here as a six-year-old many, many years ago, and I must admit, was that people cared for their neighbours. I'd really like to see something done in that space. Other than that, unfortunately, if someone's going to abuse an elderly person, it's very, very difficult to detect because usually the abused person themselves is isolated from society, so there's really not a lot of connection there. But certainly the medical professions, nursing professions, other organisations with social interaction are being trained continually in trying to recognise it. So, one could hope that a combination of good social policy and good training can hopefully reduce this phenomenon.
Well, it is an incredibly difficult topic to talk about, but Powell, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
My pleasure, Tess.